This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Morera, M-O-R-E-I-R-A, first name Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, date of birth, October 8, 1956, date of evaluation, September 25, 2025, the chief complaint, syncope and palpitation, the HPI. The patient is a 68-year-old female who reports episodes of syncope in March of 2023, period. She underwent evaluation and was found to have left ventricular enlargement, period. Exercise treadmill test reportedly was normal, period. She reports an episode of palpitations and fast heart rate approximately 3 weeks ago. This occurred during her sleep hours, period. She has had no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. The past medical history includes hypothyroidism, next number hypertension, past surgical history unremarkable, medications, levothyroxine, 100 micrograms, one daily, vitamin D3 daily, lisinopril, 20 milligrams, one daily, allergies, unknown drug allergies, family history, father died of CVA, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of systems, patient note, neck stiffness, period, cardiac, she reports edema and palpitations, which occurred approximately 3 weeks earlier. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance, but only when she is having persistent palpitations. Hematologic, she reports history of anemia. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 121/59, pulse of 55, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches, weight 131.6 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review, ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm with atrial premature complexes, non-specific T-wave abnormality in the lateral leads. There is sinus bradycardia as noted with rate of 53 beats per minute, period. The impression, one, history of syncope, next number of palpitations, next number abnormal EKG, next number sinus bradycardia, next number hypertension, plan nuclear stress test, number two, echocardiogram, three, follow-up in 1 month. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.